Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Kathy Hughes, VP and Chief Information Security Officer at Northwell Health, and David Luft, AVP of Software Engineering and Development for Allscripts at Northwell Health. To learn more about Northwell Health, visit northwell.edu. Kathy, welcome and thank you so much for joining again.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
And David, you have a great background, first time with us. Thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
So, Kathy, last time we met, Northwell, who's New York's largest private employer, had 68,000 employees. I think that count's gone up. Maybe you can give us an update and also an idea of how many hospitals and physicians are in the network.
Sure, yes. We have grown significantly. We are approximately 74,000 strong now, and that includes approximately 14,000 physicians, 18,000 nurses. We also have 23 hospitals and about 800 outpatient facilities. So yes, we have grown quite significantly since we spoke last.
Wow, and that was just a year and a half ago. Yeah. So, Kathy, maybe you can introduce David for us and tell us what he does.
Sure. So, David Luft, I don't know exactly how long he's been with the organization, but I've known him since he started. He is the AVP in charge of our software engineering group, and he's responsible for overseeing, working with the business lines and overseeing custom application development. For areas where there, you know, perhaps isn't an off-the-shelf solution readily available. He and I have worked very closely and continue to work very closely since he first started. And together, we both recognize how important security is. He's been a real partner to me and a real advocate for security. And we've worked together since he joined the organization. We've developed we put together a governance committee for software development that not only includes his team, but also has members and representation from other areas of the organization that also do software development. And we've put together guidelines and policies, requirements, an awareness and training program, an education program. And we both truly believe in the philosophy that security should be baked in and not sprayed on afterwards. And that includes, all types of processes and procedures that we've jointly developed. But that is his primary role within the organization.
So, David, before we dive in, we have, quite a few questions we'd like to ask you. Northwell is a super large environment. Give us an idea of, the application set that you're responsible for.
Sure. And this is one of the things I find most fascinating about my job is that I get involved with a lot of different parts of the health system. In some cases, I'm working on applications that support back-end business processes because they have a particular need. And in other cases, I'm, along with my team, building applications to support nurses and doctors in their practices. One of my favorite areas that we've been working on for a couple of years now is called digital patient experience, which is really looking at all the different ways that we want to enable patients to have access to their information and to be able to interact with the health system digitally in ways that really enhance the in-person experiences that they have and provide a consistent experience for them.
So, Kathy, one of the reasons we asked the two of you to come on together is because we see a disconnect between information security and application development at a lot of large enterprises, and it's certainly not intentional. It's just the way things are, and there's been a lot of advocacy in the industry to bring those two closer together. How important is that to you?
It's extremely important, and it is really one of the areas that we really have been focusing a lot of time and effort over the past few years, because we do realize that at the core of our most valuable asset, which is our information and patient data, the way people access that and use it is through applications. So we need to make sure that not only software and applications that we buy and install locally or host somewhere or have in the cloud, or as David is describing his role, those applications that are developed internally, we have to make sure that they are designed with security in mind at the forefront so that we protect our most precious asset from unauthorized or malicious access.
So David, how important do you think it is, not just there at Northwell, but in large enterprises, for people, you know, with your responsibility to align with the CISO, for those two groups to come together?
So I think a lot of it goes back to is understanding that we have a common goal, really, which is all about understanding where the data is, what the applications are that act on that data, and how to provide applications that meet both the business users' needs as well as the business needs. And those critical business needs really embody the needs of security. And so, you know, if the teams aren't working well together, if the application teams are working separately from security, you find that what you actually end up in delivering in the end doesn't meet either the business goals or the application goals. So that's where it's really so critical, and that we really establish and maintain a very transparent relationship, right from, as Kathy described, from requirements all the way through delivery of the applications.
So David, in the IT community where people may not be as exposed to security, and there's clearly a lot of people thinking about it, and we need more workers to cross over. We have a shortage in the cybersecurity field. Give us a 30,000-foot view, if you can, of application security, because it encompasses so many things, securing the code base to penetration testing to so many other aspects.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I think you can boil it down to a fairly simple statement, which is application security is all about ensuring that the intended use of the application and data is delivered, while at the same time you prevent unintended use. And so you do all the activities necessary to define the requirements, to build out the application in a way that makes it seamless for the end users of that application to achieve their goals and to work as expected. But at the same time, you're building in all of the appropriate stopgaps, controls, and processes and tools that allow you to protect every step of that, whether it be source code scanners that do dynamic and static analysis of your source code, how you protect the source code, because that really is another form of data, how you manage your promotion of builds and movement of code through production, but then also how you ensure that the data, whether it's data at rest or data flowing throughout the system, are protected appropriately, leveraging appropriate encryption and other tools as well. So it really comes down to understanding that security is not just a ad hoc activity or something you do occasionally or at certain gates. It has to be embedded in every step of what you do.
So Kathy, functionally, where do the two teams come together and work most closely? Would it be identity and access management, privileged account management? Where is it where, you know, your team and the software development teams are really coming closest together?
I would say throughout the entire software development life cycle, really from cradle to grave, from the beginning of when the requirements are defined to establishing controls such as roles-based access within the application, to the actual process of authorizing and authenticating users to the application, all the way till the time that the application is actually decommissioned. We're involved continually throughout that process. We have very rigorous project management around all development activities, as well as change management, to make sure that we have checkpoints throughout the entire life cycle of the application to make sure that our standards and requirements are being met. Also, we know that the threat landscape is continually changing. So what might not be a threat today could be tomorrow. So it's not just a set it and forget it, and once it's done, you put it on the shelf. It's a continual process throughout the life cycle of the application.
So David, I was going to ask you a dumb question, and I'm going to pull myself back. So I was going to ask you, you know, what's the biggest challenge? But I don't think that's fair, and I think that there's probably so many things you're grappling with, everything from zero-day exploits and, you know, when you're in the development cycle to the insider threat and, you know, kind of, you know, protecting access to applications. So maybe, you know, just give us an idea of what some of the biggest challenges are.
No, that's a great point. And there are many different considerations that we're thinking about day in and day out. One of those biggest considerations is how do we do everything that we can to protect patient data? You know, we're in an industry where that is just essential. We need patients to be comfortable and understand and trust that Northwell is protecting their data and information. So, you know, that goes back to having policies in place that describe exactly how that has to be done and building those tools and capabilities throughout the applications, but then also constantly from a DevOps and monitoring perspective, ensuring that everything, all those safeguards that you put in place are working 24/7 and working as you expect. So yeah, we take, you know, PHI and PII protection really seriously. And that's probably the biggest thing that I think about and, you know, keeps me up at night at sometimes because it's an awesome responsibility that we have to our business and to our patients to get that right.
Well, we have a podcast called Night Terrors that talks about what keeps people up at night. So I think we're going to bring you on and, you know, now we have a conversation. So Kathy, we can't have a conversation with a security leader without bringing up COVID-19, the pandemic, mm-hmm. how that's impacted organizations. Stanford University recently put out a study, predicts something like half of the U.S. workforce right now is mm-hmm. at home. I'm not sure what it looks like there at Northwell, but I'm sure you have a lot of people working at home. How has that impacted application security?
Yeah, and that's a really good question because COVID-19 has affected every aspect of every industry and it'll probably be that way for quite some time. So for us specifically, we had a very good foundation in place because David and I in the application area have, you know, thought about this many years ago. And we did put this committee that I referenced in place and develop the policies, procedures, and a really, and you know, cradle to grave type of life cycle around applications. So the shift to a largely remote workforce for those who are able to do so really wasn't overly significant to us from that perspective because we had already had a good framework in place. We had to expand upon some of those capabilities in a relatively short period of time. And it did force us to really look more closely at some of the ways that people access the network remotely. So we did, you know, tighten up some controls and review some settings. And we really, I guess the most significant change of the way we had to view things was more from the perspective of the endpoint, being that, you know, device that's in the employee's home, really needed to look at the controls, the security controls on that device, and really focus to make sure that we had a good way of providing support for people when they're not in an office building. So we had to really make sure that all those endpoints were secure because they have now become the new perimeter of the network versus when you're in an office building, you feel kind of more protected because you have these controls within your corporate environment that provide protections. And we've had to maybe slightly shift, not really shift because we had a lot of these controls in place already, but really just evaluate and double check that we had the appropriate controls in place to so that we could more readily adopt that philosophy and the shift of the perimeter. But because we had all the tools and technologies in place and we were just doing more of it for a little bit longer, it really wasn't a really significant shift for us to have the remote workforce in place, you know, supported for an extended period of time.
Now, I'm curious, Kathy, what about the users themselves? Northwell has always had a very progressive security awareness training program, and you've done a great job with that. Was there concern around people now working from home, whether it's a CFO or, not to pick anybody, it could be anybody in the organization, the kids could be at home, they can be distractions, it's not your typical setting. Have you continued to run those programs while people are working remotely to reinforce what they were learning when they were in the office?
Yeah, absolutely. We developed some remote workforce guidelines, to really help people understand what adjustments they needed to make, specifically in their behavior, like make sure you're in a quiet area when you have calls involving sensitive patient information, more guidance on printing as an example. And so what we did is to make sure that we got the message out, because it's a little more challenging when you're in this remote environment, we put together some videos that stress privacy, security, and compliance type of considerations that people need to be more aware of. We put together some infographics. We also did launch a number of phishing campaigns because there was an uptick in COVID-themed phishing emails. So we had to make sure people were aware of that, all the different types of scams that were taking place. And so we just really turned the notch up a bit. We also have developed a mechanism to provide the leaders in the organization with more direct feedback on how their teams interact with phishing emails, which has been received very well and has been just information that is being used very methodically, really, to help guide future enhancements to our program.
So David, as a development leader, we're here, talking about all things security, and you seem, very comfortable, obviously, you're very well versed in security, but that's not always the case with the development community, and not a knock on them either. It's not where they come from. But historically, we've definitely had a shortage of security experience in the development community. I think that's moving in the right direction, but what do you see? Are developers in general more aware of security?
There's a wide range of experiences that people come with. Some of the topics around application security haven't changed significantly in decades. The core principles and approaches to address those. So we have a hiring strategy of hiring a mix of very experienced developers as well as developers maybe with a few years of experience, so that the developers who have that experience are able to nurture and share their information with the others. One of the key things that we've developed and focus on is, you can learn in school how to deal with cross-scripting issues or other programming techniques to make sure that you're delivering a secure application. The uniqueness of doing so in a healthcare system really requires a set of training and background that a lot of people don't come to us with. So we've actually partnered with IT security to make sure that we've developed specific materials about that, access to lists of technologies that are appropriate for use within our environments to ensure that we're meeting an appropriate level of security. We've also partnered with our risk and compliance teams to develop additional training specifically for application teams around PHI and PII and how best to make sure that from cradle to grave, from requirements through delivery and monitoring, that everybody understands the implications of what we need to build into the applications from day one. So, we take the position that when a developer comes to us and joins us, they have a little bit of knowledge, but we need to make sure that they have all the knowledge necessary to deliver at the level that we expect.
So I probably don't have to tell either one of you that we're in the midst of a ransomware epidemic and it's hitting hospitals very hard. Is that a major talking point, not just between the two of you, but other stakeholders? And does that actually, you know, rise to the level of, you know, the board, the CEO, you know, line of business executives? We've seen ransomware attacks on hospitals more than quadruple just in the past 3 years.
Yeah, so I'll take that one. Yes, that is a common topic of discussion at all the various committees that I and John Bosco, the CIO, are on, from our privacy and security committees to our executive audit and compliance. There's also a board of trustees that we report out to. And that is something that we know because it is in the news so common. And there have been, as you pointed out, so many healthcare entities that have been affected by ransomware that we provide updates about what we're doing and how we're protecting against that threat. It's a very real threat. We know of several organizations that have been directly impacted by those attacks, and we know that they're not going to let up anytime soon. So they are very much aware and are very much interested in hearing about that from, you know, managers on the ground all the way up to our CEO.
So before we let the two of you go, this has been very enlightening. Kathy, is there any, you know, best practice, any thought you'd like to share with your peers, with other CISOs, whether they're in healthcare or in any industry, you know, looking out to 2021 and, you know, beyond that, hopefully our workforces will return by then?
Yeah. So I think just a general strategy is really to make sure that you have a really good layered or defense in depth strategy, that you are protecting the environment at all layers of the IT stack, from the endpoint to the operating system to the network, servers, applications, data, whether it's in transit or at rest, that you're really addressing or looking at all the different mitigating controls and strategies and safeguards that you should have in place across the board. Because at the end of the day, it's all about protecting the data. And that is the crown jewel of the organization, protecting our patient data. And as David stated before, instilling a level of trust from our patients that we're doing the best that we can, knowing that the threat landscape is always changing, is really critical. And the other point I would just, I always emphasize, because I really truly believe in it, is that investing in security awareness and training and partnering with, you know, like me partnering with David, as well as other leaders of teams throughout the organization that also do application development, because not all application development is done within IT, and establishing those relationships and building a sense of awareness and educating them on what they need to be aware of and work into their applications to make sure that the data is secure is really important to making sure that the data and our you know, health system or organization is protected as best as it can.
So David, final word, same question for you, for your peers in the application development community, the leaders at, you know, the large enterprises, healthcare, all industries, a best practice, a thought you might have, you know, looking ahead for the rest of this year and beyond?
Sure. I think it comes down to two things. First of all, I think every single leader in the software development space has to make best friends with their counterparts in the security space. It starts with getting to know each other, recognizing the significant role of both teams and how we can work together. And then that leads you to the second item I wanted to mention, which is you can't be reactionary. You have to lay out a plan. You have to build that plan together with all the appropriate parties. And then you have to be very deliberate about working on that plan, delivering against it, and checkpointing frequently to make sure that if it needs to be updated, if it needs to be adjusted, that all the parties, whether it be application team members or security team members, are involved to keep current with best practices and have those in place.
Well, it was really great having the two of you on. We recently had a supervisory agent from the FBI, actually a former FBI cyber veteran, 30 years of experience, talking to us specifically about healthcare organizations. And you're really a model for where a lot of healthcare organizations need to go. So a lot of people are really going to appreciate what you had to share today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Kathy Hughes, VP and Chief Information Security Officer at Northwell Health, and David Luft, AVP of Software Engineering and Development for Allscripts at Northwell Health. To learn more about Northwell Health, visit northwell.edu. To keep up with all of our content, visit cybercrimemagazine.com.